Are you looking for the perfect recipe for business success? Look no further than between the pages of Martha Stewart's latest book, The Martha Rules, 10 Essentials for Achieving Success as You Start, Build, or Manage a Business. And Martha should know she's got magazines, books, product lines, and television shows, both daytime and primetime, with her name on all of them. Martha, good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, everybody obviously admires your business acumen and prowess and what a smart, savvy businesswoman you are, and obviously you wanted to share the secrets of your success, right?
Well, yes, finally I got to write a book that's not a cookbook, not a how-to book about decorating or weddings, not that those are bad, those are fantastic, but I finally wrote down what I think are very simple, practical ways to be successful in an entrepreneurial venture.
And I know in the first few pages of the book, you talk, Martha, about your experience at the Alderson Federal Prison, and I thought it was so funny. Instead of picking locks, they were picking your brain. All those women, they were trying to figure out, you know, ideas so they could be more entrepreneurial, which I think is amazing.
It was so interesting.
You were like a de facto business consultant.
Well, I was. And because in many of these institutions, there are no consultants, there are no real teachers there to help these women, who some of whom are incarcerated for 20 years.
Right.
I mean, this is not good. But I was so happy to be able to be of use and be helpful and give advice.
I think it's so great.
Their minds are working 24 hours a day, just like our minds are working.
And they have a lot of time to think.
And they have a lot of time to think and plan for the future. And they should be encouraged to. But this is not just for women.
No, obviously. It's for all women.
But some are universal.
It's
for men and women who have a good idea, who think that they are an entrepreneur, who really want to build a business, manage a business, and grow a business.
Let's talk about some of your rules. We don't have time to go through all of them, Martha, but one is passion, and that is the number one rule in your book.
Right.
You have to be passionate about what you do, and you say don't confuse enthusiasm with passion. What do you mean?
Well, I mean that you should really build your business around something that you are inherently passionate about. It's very important that you have a deep-seated interest in what you want to work in, because otherwise it's just going to be another job.
It's going to be drudgery.
Yeah, well, it could be, and I don't ever say I'm going to work, you know.
Right.
I'm going to work to create. I'm going to work to make a wonderful television program.
And have fun.
I'm going out to the garden to garden, not to work in the garden.
And in
so
fact,
passion.
You also talk about how frustration can lead to a good idea. For example, you were frustrated that you couldn't find the paint colors you were looking for.
Exactly.
And so you decided to create your own from chicken eggs. I remember reading about that in your magazine.
Yep.
Bark, leaves, and stones. Very Martha.
Yep. But it's true. I mean, because I look for what's not there that I need. And if it's not there, it may be the basis for a really good business. I'm sure Bill Gates did that when he started Microsoft. I'm sure that the Google guys did that when they started Google. It's looking for the void, filling that void with something useful and needed by many, many people.
You talk about keeping quality on a pedestal, and sometimes quality and mass consumption are at odds.
Well,
or not even mass consumption, but profitability,
right.
Let's
but
say.
It's more about the bottom line. One of the first things to go when you're cutting costs and you're trying to keep your business afloat may be the quality of your big idea, that product that you're so proud of. Don't let the quality go.
And you also take risks, not chances. And that brings me to the question, are you, obviously, you are taking a lot of risks right now. Are you happy doing everything you've done? I mean, in other words, do you have any regrets?
None. I mean, I went through a period of 2 years of great difficulty, came back with a passion, with a really guiding light behind me,
right.
Trying to focus on making sure that every aspect of our business at Martha Stewart Living was great. And I tried to get that across in the book, that you really have to focus. You have to be determined. You have to keep the quality, keep the big idea, work really hard, and have an A team all around you. All of that is discussed in this book, which I think will be very useful. You should read it if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, yeah. I can always use a little help in every area of my life. Well, the book is Martha, The Martha Rules, 10 Essentials for Achieving Success as You Start, Build, or Manage a Business. Martha, as always, great to see you. And you can read an excerpt on our website, by the way.
Excellent.